Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, share number 138. That's Ba'ez Panimi, share for women, share number 138. We're going to talk today about how to fulfill your husband's needs in a healthy way and to be sensitive to it. Now, there are times where the passion drains out of the marriage because of many aspects of putting the physical, sexual part of the relationship on the side, and there's a lot of reasonable, understandable causes for this: busyness, fatigue, work pressures, child pressures, children pressures, financial pressures, so many things to do, and so on and so forth. And it's very important to work through all these things and to make this a strong priority in life. You want emotional connectivity from your husband. The physical needs to be there, and vice versa, too. It's both necessary, both important, and they go hand in hand. There could be emotional connection when there's not necessarily a physical in the need period and in other periods where it's not possible. But there's no question that the physical sexual expression brings out the most deepest emotional connection when done correctly. So we talked on the husband's side, how to be vulnerable, how to express their more feminine side, their softer side towards you, making an effort for you, and so on and so forth. Now, on the men's side, another deep need that is not discussed much, but it's very important to many, many men. And you could suspect that even though your husbands don't talk about it, it's important to them. Is that their sexuality is tied often to their sense of worth. There's a strong need for a husband, whether they admit it or not, they want their wife to show sexual interest towards them as well and to affirm them that way. They want their wife to initiate the sexual as well. And it's sometimes very uncomfortable, especially if you never did that before. But it's very important and recommended at least once every cycle to do an actual initiation. And it makes no difference whether your drives are higher sexually or his drives are higher, even if yours are lower and his is higher. It's a commitment, it's an effort. Like we said, once you're involved in the activity, it usually works. And if it doesn't, it's also okay. And you try, you keep on working through it together. But the idea is that this is a tremendous need for a husband. It may sound selfish, babyish, egocentrical, animalistic even. All this is nonsense. It's part of what a human being is. It's part of the way Hashem made men. And again, if he is a mensch, an erlich hayid, and he does and works very hard to work on his whole life to be healthy and balanced for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the fact that he has a nature also that wants this, but that he serves Hashem b'shnei yitzarecha, with both yitzers, including this. Initiating the sexual towards him is basically telling him that I love you very much. I understand the pressures you're under. I want to give you that matana. I want to give you that gift freely. And a husband needs sometimes his wife to be this way towards him. So that men enjoy the spontaneity of things. They like spontaneity. They get a thrill when a wife tries to be spontaneous. And when she initiates it, he realizes that she cares about his needs and loves him and thinks about him. And it's a gift of love that you're giving to him. It is emotionally fulfilling for a man to have his wife interested in him sexually. Words are beautiful, but words alone won't cut it. If you want a husband to feel wanted and needed, words alone are not enough. You need to pursue him sexually as well. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes. It's a great matana, and it enhances shalom bayis, and very often you will get back triple, 10 times over, by doing this for him. It's a very difficult thing for many wives to practice. It's not discussed. In many cultures, it's looked at as not sneistic. There's a certain internal reservedness. It's not quote-unquote classy. You know, you have people have this initial thing of it lacks quote-unquote dignity. It's gaiva. It's arrogance. It's nothing to do with dignity. To say that I'm not going to be undignified to show that I am sexually interested in my husband and initiate because of some ego or you're a bas melech, quote-unquote, that's nonsense. The bas melech is what Hashem wants. And Hashem wants a couple to show great interest towards each other in this area, mutually. Mutually. So, yes, a man is more, generally speaking, into the sexual aspects of things. But a wife needs to view herself as well. She's a sexual being as well. That's part of her. That's part of who every woman is. Part of every human being. It needs to be kept vibrant in the marriage. So remember this, that in real life, the more preparation, anticipation, and talking, and guiding, and scheduling you put into your sexual times with each other, the better it will likely be. If you're going to wait for some mysterious sexual drive to grab you before you have sex, you won't have sex very often. It'll be very rare. It has to be like a commitment. And yeah, sometimes you have to reserve energy for it, plot it on a calendar, get rest beforehand, juggle the schedules. There's always a will, there's a way. Of course, we talk to the husbands to help along with this. But it is very, very important. What I'm talking now, obviously, is something that's not discussed often. But if you're spending time, however you are, intimate twice a week, sometimes three times a week, or whatever your schedules are, one out of every three times, try to initiate more. Try. And within boundaries, you enjoy each other as best as possible. You talk to each other about these aspects. You pay attention to your bodily sexual responses. You could become more adventurous in the experience. It's not a lack of tzinius to do that. I understand that very often, just like by men, they're afraid to express themselves sexually because they fear rejection. Women are afraid to express it as well because they fear rejection. So they need to talk to each other, couples, to embrace each other, to get to a point where there's an emotional connectivity, where they feel safe with one another, and they know they could feel safe with sexually initiating, and the other party will not hurt them in any way. So this is a very important thing. Go out of your limb, go out of your normal comfort zone to please your husband this way. It's not crazy. Especially, everything could be done l'shem shemayim for the purpose of what Hashem wants. That's what's important to do. It only brings good things. Now, there are different aspects of sexual activity that fall into different categories. Sometimes your husband asks for a specific act, or you ask it of him, and the response is, great, it would be our pleasure. Again, we're talking about when you asked your shaylus, you know what's mutter. And it depends, you know, everyone's different with that. But if in many places there's, in situations, there's a lot of leeway with this, and you want to take advantage of that leeway, that's fine. That's even healthy. There are times where one or both of you will say, I'm hesitant about this. It means it's not, where I'm open to it, but hesitant. That ought to be tried and worked through until it becomes more comfortable. You have to commune, and then there are things where I'm not comfortable at all about it. Then there can't be pressure or pushing with that. Right? So it has to be done with sensitivity. So you communicate to your husband about what you're willing or comfortable to do when initiating sex with him. You tell him honestly what you're not yet comfortable with. You go out of your comfort zone to with a certain level. You can tell him certain things I'm not ready for yet. As you work with each other and you feel safer with one another, you're more likely to try more. It's important not to push each other away, not to withdraw, to embrace it, to affirm each other this way, to always say good things and be helpful with this. Very often, again, with women, with men, they doubt their own worth or their sexual abilities. That affects their work and affects other parts of the relationship. It affects their ruchnius even. Words can tear down your husband or build them up. That's also very important. You use words to affirm him in every way possible. You affirm him and you support him in every way possible. And believe me, when we talk to the men, we explain the same thing, what they need to do for you. Affirmation is important. It's a very top, strong need. As tough as some men may seem on the surface, on the outside, their self-esteem is often fragile, especially in the area of sex. They're very insecure. And he needs his wife to affirm his masculinity. Who else can do it? No one else can do it. Only his wife can. Only the wife alone has the ability to make or break her husband in this vulnerable area of his sexual ability or sexual, you know, enjoyment and so on and so forth. So it's very, very important to be very sensitive about this. And really be careful, because you could hurt each other terribly in this area if you're not sensitive to one another in this area. But if you are sensitive, you could build each other up. Actually, there's a lot of healing, building of self-esteem, growing emotionally, with expanding in a healthy way the sexual experience with one another. To affirm to your husband who he is, it's a lifestyle, it's not a technique. You let your husband know how much you value him. When you admire him, say it out loud. If he made a decision that took courage, recognize it. Commend him for it. If he tried to do things to please you in bed, you thank him for it. And of course, he should thank you. You affirm that you enjoy each other, and we could work on making it better. Even if things are not perfectly ideal right now, we can make it better. Always be positive. And to accept each other physically, to accept each other emotionally. So again, these are all very important topics, important subjects. This is sort of a pretty delicate, uncomfortable share to give. Not comfortable giving it at all, frankly. But this is what it is. It is very, very important. You may hear this from good Kala teachers as well. But sometimes you need to hear it from a male. And the bottom line is, the men, they are very often physical, visual beings, sexual beings. And no matter how from an Erlich you are, that's part of his makeup. And to direct that in a healthy way, emotionally, is very important. And sexually, it's very important. It's important for a couple to be familiar with each other, to be comfortable with each other's sexuality, and to express it openly and freely. Tznius, yes. Privately, yes. But openly and freely. And to remove those inhibitions, to remove those fears of vulnerability, to feel safe with one another, to be able to express each other, to each other this way. And for women, they may not be used to it. It is not a lack of tznius. It is the healthy thing to do, to, from time to time, to indeed, once every 3-4 times, to initiate the sexual. And it can create a lot of goodwill and a lot of healing. And can we create, to promote incentives to work on the relationships outside the bedroom as well, to work on your overall relationship. Just like we tell the men, you can't expect to ignore your wife in the nida period and all of a sudden for her to be all warm and fuzzy to you in the Torah period if you ignored or neglected her in the nida period. The same applies in this area and the other way around. You can't expect him to be excited if there's a coldness or a rejection in the sexual realm, or there's an indifference, or there's a nonchalantness or a parav type of attitude in the bedroom, then you expect him to always be warm and fuzzy all around. Other than that, that's not fair either. It's always a two-way street. And it's very important to know that. You each have to work on fulfilling each other's needs because you care about one another and you want to experience that emotional oneness, and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem by giving to each other what you truly need. Bracha v'atzlacha.